think back to when you were a kid. I grew up celebrating both Christmas and Hanukkah. I remember that the time from December 1st to the morning of December 25th felt like an eternity. Now I'm constantly surprised when my birthday is a week away. You know, age is one factor in this equation, but I think there's something even more important. Anticipation alters your perception of time. It creates an energy pattern in your body. It's a form of excitement. Some people find it uncomfortable, but I love it. See, 2 days ago, Sony released their final trailer for the upcoming Spider-Man movie, No Way Home. Before the trailer came out, fans were eagerly awaiting news of when the next trailer would drop. There were fan-made trailers, fan-made posters, endless blogs and vlogs analyzing every rumor and leak. And I was one of the people who would turn up giddy anytime something related to the film would trend on Twitter. At the same time, I tried to fight my urge to look into it because I really wanted to experience the magic of that complete surprise in the theater. I wanted to indulge in that anticipation. So what are the goals here? Well, whether we're talking about a service, a product, marketing, or sales, how often are you focused on creating something that people would wait for? Do you even know how to do that? One of the problems is that we're living in a world where you're constantly told that in order to keep up, you need to create 5 to 6 TikToks per day, post to LinkedIn 4 times a day, and bombard your audience across every other channel on the internet. You need to turn up the volume, right? But the real winners are not the ones with the most volume or who apply the most pressure, but the ones who can make something that is worth waiting for. One option is to churn out as much as you can, hoping for a hit, only to then try and keep the attention until your next win. But another option is to slow down and take the time to create something remarkable. So here's my suggestion. Here's how to be worth waiting for. While you would think that quality is the secret ingredient here, it's actually the third on the list. Whether it's Marvel movies, mochi donuts, clever Old Spice ads, or an agency with a wait list, the factors that allow for anticipation and a captive audience are this. 1. Create something that cannot be replaced or substituted. And 2. Create something that is not for everyone. If you want a thriving business, you need to be distinctive to the degree that if you couldn't start work on a client for a month, that they would wait because you cannot be replaced or substituted. And this starts with your brand work and then shows up in every aspect of how you deliver your products and services. If you are one of a kind, then there will be people willing to wait for it. In order to achieve this, however, you need to know who you're for. This means identifying that perfect audience and creating just for them. I have countless friends who have no idea that there's a new Spider-Man movie coming out. And likewise, I couldn't tell you much more about Harry Potter than it's about wizards, and Voldemort is bad. Obviously, all of this is going to work better when you create something amazing. But more important than being good is being unique, irreplaceable, and for someone specific. I'll watch every piece of Spider-Man media that comes out, regardless of the quality, because there's no substitute, and it's something I love. As I build my business, I'm in pursuit of creating something that brings anticipation that only I could do, and that is worth the wait. I hope you do too. Thank you for listening. This has been Becoming Superhuman, the podcast, which is an audio version of my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday, with insights and explorations into how we can collectively unlock our potential, do work that matters, and change the world. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my work as an independent creator, please consider signing up for my paid newsletter, where you will get access to my private Discord server, a whole host of resources on Notion, including valuable templates, reading lists, suggested tools and apps, along with a whole lot more. And finally, paid subscribers get access to both open office hours, where they can talk through challenges in branding, leadership, culture change, marketing and sales, as well as productivity, as well as members-only quarterly webinars. If you are interested in supporting my work as an independent creator, please go to jeffgibbard.com/plus. I hope to see you on the next episode of Becoming Superhuman. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm.